Okay, that's what's on TV. What's for dinner? When we're deciding what to eat, many of us have this impression that healthier foods are often more expensive. Well, a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture has analyzed the costs of several thousand healthy and unhealthy foods, and their conclusions could come as a surprise. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
Lots of us don't think twice about reaching into our pocketbooks every morning for the few bucks it takes to sustain a morning coffee habit. But when we get into the grocery store and see asparagus at $3 a pound or a huge bag of spinach for $4, we think, ah, the cost of produce is really high. Robert Williams is familiar with this thinking.
Exactly. I would definitely agree. They'll spend $6 on a latte, but the produce, too expensive. So.
Williams is single and 20-something, and he says in the grocery store he gravitates towards what he thinks are the best deals.
Like for me, I'm trying to race up and down here before the crowd gets in here. I'm just grabbing stuff. And again, like I said, the most cheapest thing was the thing that jumps out at me, if anything.
Williams has no fresh produce in his cart except for bananas, and he, like many of us, assumes that lots of fruits and vegetables will break the bank. But economist Andrea Carlson, who's one of the authors of the new report, says this is not necessarily the case. She analyzed the costs of some 4,000 different items in different ways, not just in terms of individual package price or price per calorie, but how that translates into what ends up on your plate. She compared the costs of sugary and fat-laden items that Americans routinely eat with the costs of healthier foods, and the results were clear.
We find that fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, come out much less expensive than the less healthy foods, such as potato chips. A lot of the ready-to-eat cereals or anything that has a lot of fat in it, cookies and pies.
A lot of you are probably skeptical, but let's see how this plays out with our shopper, Robert Williams. We'll take two examples, and for a little help, we've brought in Laura Seaman. She's a nutrition educator with the group Share Our Strength. She helps direct a program called Cooking Matters that teaches people how to shop for both value and good nutrition.
It's complicated.
She catches up with Robert and takes a quick look in his cart, which makes him a little nervous.
I live by myself, and I don't cook a lot, so...
But she has tips on how to get good deals on healthy food. Now, the Economist study found that some of the most affordable sources of protein tend to be legumes, such as lentils and black beans. But lean meat can be a good option, too, if you know what to look for.
So I just want to ask you a question. We have here two different types of ground turkey. We have ground turkey that's 93% lean.
One costs $4.50 per package, and right next to it, a more expensive option, $6 for 99% lean turkey.
So if you were to buy one of these, which one would you buy?
The $5 one.
Why is that?
Just most likely the price itself. I'll just grab that one just to save a buck or two.
But wait a second. The cheaper one is fattier. It's going to shrink down when you cook it.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so your meat shrinks down. Whereas when you take this meat and you cook it in the skillet, it's not going to shrink down as much, right? Because you're not melting that fat away.
So by buying the fattier grade, you're really not saving anything at all.
Never thought about it that way. Really never thought about it that way. But yeah, good point there.
The next example takes us to the produce aisle.
We're standing in front of all of the bagged lettuces.
Picking up a big $4 bag of greens, Seaman says, think how many servings you can get out of this.
A portion of lettuce is about a couple of cups.
Eat that much, and the bag's not even a third of the way gone. But you've consumed lots of vitamins and nutrients.
When you look at it that way, then actually lettuce becomes a lot more affordable.
Currently, the typical American spends only one-fifth of their food budget on fresh fruits and vegetables, compared to the 40% that's recommended. What this report shows is that with some strategic shopping, it's possible to get a healthier cart without spending any more money. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.